Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Yod, Mishnah Yod, the last Mishnah in the Masechet. The Mishnah here will talk about if a worker was finishing with his tailoring of clothes or his washing of clothes, and some materials were left over, whose property does that become? Is it the craftsman, the launderer's property now? Or is it the owner of the garment's property? Mishnah says, Mochin Shakobis Motzi, Hare'elu Shelo, the shreds of wool that a cleaner, a launderer, takes out when he rinses the wool, they belong to him, to the launderer, because only a small few pieces of wool fall out while it's being laundered, and the owner doesn't really care for them. He doesn't want them returned to him, so therefore they could be taken by the launderer. But if you have shreds of wool that come when a comber removes wool that from a garment that belongs to the owner, the threads over here become the property of the owner because a lot more wool comes out when it's combed as opposed to when it's being laundered. And we make the assumption that the owner has use for that many threads and he'd want to keep them. Hakobes notel shelosha chutin vehen shelo. When the weavers would sew together a garment, they would leave three extra threads on the edge of the garment to ensure that when it's being washed, that the garment itself wouldn't unravel. So after it was washed, the launderer would take out these three threads and he would straighten out the edge of the garment so that it would look very neat. So after washing the wool garment and the launderer took out those threads on the edge of the garment, we say those threads belong to him because it's a small number of threads. It's only three and under. They don't have much use to the original owner, and therefore he wouldn't want them back. So we say that the launderer is allowed to keep them. But if it's more than three threads, they'd belong to the owner because more than three threads, the actual owner could make use of in some way. But if it was black on white, if the extra threads were black threads that were woven onto a wool, to a white garment, then the launderer takes off all those strings, all those threads. The black ones are meant to come off. Wouldn't look nice to have two different colors. They're all meant to come off. And even if it was more than three, the launderer is allowed to keep those black threads no matter what, because he can make the assumption that the owner didn't want them at all. If a tailor was given material to thread when he was sewing a garment, and enough thread was left over afterwards that he could continue to sew a different garment, we'd say the amount of that length would be twice the size of a needle, and another type of item. Umatlichi shalosh al shalosh, or let's say a tailor was evening out a garment, a shirt, for example, and he cut material off, and then he ended up with a at least 3x3 etzba, little patch. Like a little piece of material, could use it for a handkerchief, could use it for a patch. Hare elu she bala bayit. In both of these cases, they belong to the owner, the case of the thread and the extra material. They're useful, even though they're not so much, they're useful in some way, and therefore they own the owner. The bala bayit gets to keep them. If they were smaller than that, then we could make the assumption that the owner doesn't want them and they belong to the tailor. Masha harash motzi b'ma'asard, hare elu shelo. The shavings, the sawdust, in a way, that a carpenter removes when he's smoothing out wood, when he's using a scraping tool that's a smoother, we would say like sandpaper, they belong to him because the sawdust over here is so thin and in a way useless that the owner wouldn't care about them. Ubakashil shebal habayit, but the chips that are removed from a axe being used on a piece of wood, they belong to the balabait, to the owner, because they're large pieces, and we would say that the owner would want them returned to him. But if the work was being done on the property in the house of the balabait, the owner of the wood, then we would say even the sawdust, which falls from the smoothing process, from the sanding process, would belong to the owner. The wood is there by him already, so we would say it's a possibility he doesn't want it removed from him. If you want to tell me it's already out of his house, then to schlep all the way there and take the sawdust and bring it back to him, maybe there he wouldn't want it. But if you're telling me the sawdust is in his own home and maybe he could use it for something, there's some purpose he could use with the sawdust, in that case, he would want it. Selik Masechet Baba Kama.